USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a weekend to rent up at the White House in advance of a big ceremony on Monday when President Biden signs the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Officials are reportedly considering holding the event on the South Lawn if the weather permits so as to be able to accommodate a very large crowd. And that crowd's expected to include lawmakers from both parties, as well as governors and mayors from across the USA. Also, labor union and business leaders will be there. The White House says not only will this $1 trillion package repair roads and bridges and other surface transportation like never before, but it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs in the process. The governor of Wisconsin calling in the National Guard to Kenosha in advance of a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial. The jury will be getting the case and start deliberations on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.